Imagine a father in St. George tucking his children into bed knowing that he was about to walk into a third world country where little boys and girls are bought, kidnapped, and sold for human sex trafficking, sometimes even by their own parents. Dallas Highland, a photojournalist and resident of St. George, is such a man.
I am married. I have four children. I have a daughter from my first marriage, and I have three little boys.
Highland spent Saturday in Armenia, Colombia, with a privately funded organization, Operation Underground Railroad, to execute what they called Clear Hope, a mission that would prove to be the biggest child trafficking rescue operation in history. 123 children were saved Saturday in three simultaneous operations based in Colombia and resulted in the arrest of 15 perpetrators. He wasn't home even 24 hours before we discussed his experience on the phone. What has it meant to you to be able to participate in something like this?
You know, I just got home last night, so I'm still processing it, but obviously it was huge. I do know at the Medellin mission, there were 10 little boys that were saved as a result of this, young boys. So, yeah, it has huge ramifications, you know, for my personal life, knowing that this can happen to children. And what gets a person to a place where they either traffic their own child, or if the child's lost to some kind of a kidnapping, or, for instance, puts their child on a boat to America, knowing they'll never see them again, but wanting to get them the heck out of where they are.
Highland says that he saw a side of humanity that he can't unsee.
Basically, the culmination of it was that they were going to bring 31 girls and 6 boys, most of which would be underaged. And at that time, he also showed us pictures on his phone of some underaged girls in different settings and performing different acts, and it was ironclad that he was for real and this was for real.
The experience, Highland says, made him aware of a reality that he says Americans are, in part, responsible for.
I haven't quantified this yet, but I do understand that Americans and Canadians are number one and number two, respectively, in consumerism of sex tourism in the world. And Canadians ranking second, and then I think Europeans. There's approximately 23 million people worldwide in some form of subjugation, forced labor, sex labor, some form of human subjugation. 2 million of those are children in some form of subjugation, either sex tourism or forced labor. At the height of the transatlantic trade, the slave trade, I believe the numbers were around 17 million. This is alarming because that means we're not progressing, we're digressing. That slavery did not end with the Civil War or the Civil Rights Movement or any of those things. It didn't end. It's getting worse. It's just underground and nobody talks about it.
With everything that Highland experienced in his 3 days in Colombia, it was the manner in which Martin, the perpetrator that the OUR had in their sights, conducted his business. Out of everything, what surprised you the most?
I've given that some thought. And the almost blasé way business was conducted, that was unbelievable to me. I thought, you know, I really would like to take a picture and publish it of a recently saved child who was trafficked in the sex trades, because in the interest of protecting them, we're not showing their faces or showing who they are, and in a way we're kind of inoculating ourselves from the reality of it. As a photojournalist and someone who's very keen to the idea of how powerful a photograph can be, you know, I thought, why not photograph them? Why not put it right out there where people can see it? And I do understand thoroughly the interest of protecting children, but I also do think that we turned a blind eye to it. What was most shocking was how this can happen right under our noses and nothing is done about it.
What do you wish people knew and understood about this issue?
To be aware that when they're shaking their finger at people for immigrants trying to get into this country, it's because maybe they're trying to get the hell away from that. We absolutely need to examine ourselves as a culture, as a society, not just Americans, but all of us, because this is the ugliest side of humanity I've ever seen.
Sources say that due to evidence discovered in this mission, some Americans have been arrested and even more are under scrutiny by the U.S. law enforcement. To hear the complete interview with Highland, go to upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Melissa Allison.